In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's coolest conversations podcast time in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'll be talking today with Andy Chernoff, who along with Keith Strang and Bill Millhiser of the Flesh Tones and Paul Johnson of the Waxing Poetics make up the Master Plan. Rumbar Records issued their album Grand Crew, and it features our recent coolest song in the world, Barbecue. Andy's also a founding member of the Dictators, and we'll discuss and hear some of their latest single, Thank You and Have a Nice Day, towards the end of the interview. First, though, here's a sampling of the Master Plan, Serving Up Barbecue. And after that, I'll be back with Andy for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Manfred, and my guest today for our coolest conversations, musician, songwriter, and producer Andy Chernoff. In addition to being a founding member of the Dictators, he's also been in a number of other bands and music projects, including the Master Plan, who have this week's coolest song in the world, Barbecue, off their recent Rumbar Records release, Grand Crew. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great, Manfred. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you are great. You are great, Mr. Chernoff.
Tell that to my wife.
Yeah, well, we don't need a second opinion here. I'm telling you straight up. Your first, with Master Plan stuff is what we're going to talk about first today. And this, the debut album from the Master Plan, Colossus of Destiny, that came out like back in 2003. And then in 2009, you had Maximum Respect. This new Rumbar Records release, Grand Crew, is this sort of a best of those two albums?
Yeah, it's a compilation. We're all spread out all over the planet. Keith Strang lives in Sweden. I live in upstate New York. Bill Millhiser, the drummer, lives further upstate New York. And Paul Johnson, the guitar player, lives in Virginia. Very difficult to get together. But we always talk about, let's do some more recording. Keith was in America, I believe it was two summers ago. And he said, I'm booking time. We booked time in Michael Giblin's studio. And we recorded four songs. And Lou Mansdorf, the great Lou Mansdorf, who runs one of the last rock and roll labels going, said, hey, how about a compilation record with the new stuff? And we said, sounds good. So we put it together, and it's out. And thank you for Underground Garage for supporting Master Plan over all these years and playing the new songs.
That describes how you guys got together with Lou, and I guess we should make it clear that Lou runs Rumbar Records.
Yes, and he's constantly got music on Underground Garage, but he releases records that fit the Underground Garage format pretty much perfectly.
Yeah. Well, our coolest song in the world this week is Barbecue, and it's your cover of a tune done by soul singer Wendy Renee, and she had like a single on Stax with it, like 64. Whose idea was to cover that tune?
It was my idea. First of all, we all love barbecue, and whenever the Master Plan was on tour, we were always going to barbecue joints. But I had heard this back, 20 years ago on an Atlantic Records box set. I never heard it before. Now, of course, everything is available on the internet. And I said, hey, guys, let's cover it. And we did a rearrangement. Captures the same vibe of the song, but I think we add a little extra punk rock zest to it.
It's like you guys got your own special sauce to go with your barbecue.
Yes, extra spicy.
But speaking about barbecue, I am a fan as well. Do you have a particular favorite type of sauce?
Oh, I don't like mustard sauce. When I'm on death row and they're about to electrocute me, my final meal will be a pulled pork sandwich.
Ah, wow. Wow. I'll tell you what, if when I'm there hanging out with you, if you leave anything on the plate, I'm going to have to take that myself.
Well, I'm going to finish it off because it's my last meal.
So Barbecue originally came out 2009's Maximum Respect. Do you recall anything about that time when you guys were recording the album? In fact, did you do that at Michael Gibbons? Where did you do that album at?
No. We did that in a studio in New York. And then we tracked it in a studio, and then we did all the overdubs in my home studio. Or like Paul recorded his guitars in Virginia, sent it to me. Keith, this is when me and Keith lived like around the corner from each other. So he'd come to my house and sing, play his guitar. But we had we had all the drum parts and the basics of the rhythm track done in a real studio in a day or two, whenever. I don't know how long it took to record. I don't remember. But all the overdubbing and mixing was done in my home studio.
So now these four tracks that when Keith was around like 2 years ago, the four newer tracks, those are all part of Grand Crew?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so you mentioned everybody being really spread out. Anytime in the foreseeable future, do you see you guys recording like a full length or even a single of newer material?
If we can get together, it might take another 10 years and we'll all be like, we'll roll our wheelchairs in. It's difficult. It's so hard to get together. We're all spread out. We love each other. We love playing with each other, and we would do it in a second. I know everybody would love to do it because we have a great time playing with each other and we have a good vibe when we play. But more recording, I think we'd all like to. Can we do it? We'll see.
Well, there is a new recording that's coming out today, a new single, a new Dictator single, Thank You and Have a Nice Day. And as I've said, it's like out today is its debut release, right?
Yes.
Thank You, Have a Nice
Yes.
Day. So let's talk about that and the Dictators a little bit here. With this, the tune, Thank You and Have a Nice Day, like when is that date from? When did you write that?
I wrote that with Ross, our guitar player. And it was, we have a friend of ours who passed away a few years ago, John York. And he was known for making these really kind of sarcastic statements. And then he'd go, thank you and have a nice day. And the song is kind of a tribute to him because the song is very sarcastic. With the hook line, thank you and have a nice day. But we're real pleased with it. We just think it's captures the current version of the Dictators perfectly. We have a new singer who is Keith Roth, who's also on Sirius XM Radio. He has some shows on the Ozzy Network. And he produces the David Johansen program. And our new drummer is Albert Bouchard, who is on the Blues Occult. And he played the cowbell on Don't Fear the Reaper. So he's probably the world's most famous cowbell player.
Well, I don't recall hearing any cowbell on Thank You and Have a Nice Day.
I'm just saying he's a cowbell virtuoso. We don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is the song could have used more cowbell.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Well, in fact, with Keith, how did you hook up with him? Keith Roth, we're talking about.
Well, originally it was me, Ross, and Scott were going to reform the band. Scott got sick and he couldn't perform with a band. And to be honest, he has early stage dementia. And this is one of my best friends in the world. And to see somebody you've loved your whole entire life uncommunicative is very, very, very distressing. But we asked Albert to join, we said, what are we going to do? Should we replace him? We didn't know what to do. And Albert suggested Keith. Now, we all knew Keith, but I knew him more as a DJ than a singer and guitar player. So I went online, I looked up his name, I said, heard him sing. I thought, well, he's pretty good. I think let's bring him down and give it a shot. He came down and he was great. And he's from the Bronx. His older brother knew Scott growing up. And he tells me, I don't know if he's blowing smoke up my ass. He tells me the first record he ever bought was the Dictators Go Girl Crazy, the first Dictators record. But whatever it is, we're on the same track, same sense of humor. You know, there's no drama, no crazy stuff. So we're having a great time. We're going to Spain in 2 weeks. We got some local East Coast shows coming up in October, November. So things are great. We toured California with the Damned a few months ago. Things are going pretty good. We're pretty happy with the way things are going.
And what's your relationship with Albert? I mean, you've known him back since the 70s. Is that when you guys first met?
Yeah. Albert was in the Blur Skult. And we shared a manager and producer, Sandy Perlman, Murray Krugman. Me, Keith, and Ross, we've all been super, super Albert fans. We've all played with him in different versions of bands over the years. So, he fits in like a glove. We're really a tight unit now, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, so the new single's out today. Is there a plan for an upcoming album?
Yes, we're recording an album. Now, it's a very slow process because we're recording by trading files. This is the new way to record. Everybody has records in their separate studio and they send it to me. I kind of organize it or I say, hey, let's try this again. So we'll have a record out next year sometime. But we're releasing singles as we finish them. So we had Let's Get the Band Back Together, which was the coolest song of the week a year or two ago. Look, we're totally appreciative of Lil Steven and the Underground Garage giving all rock and rollers an outlet to release our music where there aren't that many outlets, you know. So Steven's really, and you guys, everybody at Underground Garage is really performing a public service, rock and roll service. But we're working on a record. We'll get it done. We think it sounded great.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for joining me today for our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you for having me, Manfred. I appreciate it.
We're going to give a listen now to your brand new single out today, The Dictators, with Thank You and Have a Nice Day here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
In the back, soul manipulator. We used to be cool, but now I'm a hater. Cross that line, break that pledge. Step back, you're close to the edge. You wore me down in a blizzard of lies. It's such a stupid time to be alive. Thank you and have a nice day.
With some of Thank You and Have a Nice Day. That was The Dictators here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Andy Chernoff for talking with us today about both The Dictators and The Master Plan. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Paul Rogers is considered to be one of, if not the greatest rock singer ever. He fronted both Free and Bad Company, and he has a new solo album called Midnight Rose. We'll talk about his career and the new album next time around on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.